Blog Talk Radio.
How everybody doing tonight? This is Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show. You got to mute him. I got to get him in. In the meanwhile, let's go to the pre-Mardi Gras.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013. Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th. Come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match.
The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo the Bad Boy.
Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Big Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova.
Who's gonna get the whooping?
It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Scramblers race, with the racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
With that being
said, Dang, I was putting together to the music.
You had to read it for a minute. Well, I'm trying to keep that
commercial make you want to be there, don't it?
Hey,
yeah,
at
least.
What are
you
all
there,
eyes on? Boy, I'm gonna show my natural bone ass. You hear me? For them guys that think I'm something to play with, I'm gonna show them what he's missing.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Better believe it. Yeah, man.
All eyes on me.
I ain't listening
all
to
that. All eyes on Butt
Naked. On our audio clip. What is that?
Huh?
Now all eyes on me on the audio clip. What is that, DJ?
Well, I mean, push it. Tell. There ain't one way to find out.
Well, goddamn it, we doing it. Here we go.
Push it.
Big sight. New tank.
Go, go. Big yeah.
All eyes on me. Roll up
the club. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players here. Feelings sound like y'all. Say they ready for the bumper, but I don't think they know. Straight to the depths of hell. Let's bring them cap go. Where all your skills at? I got a tap of vanity every time we ride. Hit what's up, won't be that vibe. It's a left out little like a football player, cause even when I'm hot,
I
guess we found out what it is then.
I thought I heard you say fly. What you say? I heard you say something in the background, man. What you doing? Swinging on that guy.
Now you're doing it in the club. In the club. Ow.
There you go.
My kid looking at me like I'm damn crazy. Jumping around. Hell yeah. Boy, it's going down. I can't wait. CeCe, is it Cecil? From the Rise of the Planet of the Eight. I'm going down on his head.
There it is. God damn. It's getting closer and closer, everybody. Getting real close. Lena, Mississippi is going down in a major way. I don't think there's ever been a race that has as many locked-in races as Lena, Mississippi. I can't think of there ever been a race that had this many locked-in races in history.
Nope.
I think it's confirmed at least 16, but I think it says probably around 30 locked-in races.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely insane.
It went so bad. Me and you messed around that lock last night, didn't we?
Yeah, you locked in. We added to the count.
Yeah, we added to it. So it's finally going down between the host and the co-host.
The host and the co-host. Is it? Down on your ass, I got to go.
But DJ, we got some people that listen that probably have not paid their $40 yet.
This is
for
true.
Those that have not, y'all need to contact Later 8. Jay Bond, and get that money in. They got to have it. And
y'all heard we're gonna have live entertainment. And they said one of the baddest DJs, but it's not me, y'all. I had to clarify that. Not me, so don't get too excited. But the baddest disc jockey, Boom on Wheels, with the live entertainment. They said got a lady that's cooking. The caterer said if food so good, make you slap your mom. If you don't think it's good, you ain't got to pay. So we know, especially she want one of our aunties, she want her money. So I'm sure it's going to be good.
Better believe it. As long as she ain't got no crawfish down there, I'm all right.
Yeah, everybody come on out and enjoy the banquet. There ought to be some real good fellowship. That's going to be Sunday night. In Hattiesburg. So, I mean, for more information, you can log on to www.grudgeinc.us or get in touch with any of your local governors, me, or get in touch with Butt Naked, any governors in your area, Biz, Drag. Dick Clark is the person that's heading all of this, so his number is also, I think, listed on the Grudge Inc. website also that y'all can check out and get more information. But it's going down 8:00 on the 10th in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We're going to have a good time. And then the next 2 days, we're going to race for 2 more days.
That's great, man. That's great.
I had a good time last year when I went to Fat Tuesday. First time going.
It'll be my first time. My first.
Yeah. What of mine told me, said, if I go one time, I won't miss it. I won't miss it another year. I swear, good Lord willing, I'm going to be there.
With that being said, I guess I'll give you an update what's going on around here.
All right.
My big homie, D40.
Uh-huh.
But you and I are piling in that badass map that they got.
Uh-huh.
They'll be back pretty soon. You know, they up and coming and came out. Other little homie, True, with Big Light piling in that motherfucker with that G-body. On 28, both of them on 28. They ready. They made their first
day
this past weekend. And my other partner down yonder in Ufall, Alabama, he got that G-body. He got on 28 together, and he got a couple more little things trying to do right quick. But I believe around the end of February, 1st of March, he'll be ready. With that being said, boy, you down on somebody's ass if they going. There's a lot of cars coming out right here.
A lot of them, man. A lot of them. I'm telling you. I mean, K9 and the crew. I don't want to say, but they have been kind of listening.
I
heard
about them guys. I forgot about my
somebody said, you know, I don't want to report falsely, but somebody said CC better not move. They said a few others better not move either. But I'm just gonna be quiet. I mean. One thing about these shows, you get on here and act like a bad boy, they will come out the woodwork on your ass. So be careful what you wish for. And then that's a good thing.
This is
bad
honor right now. This is bad honor, boy.
I'm telling you. But it keep it good. It's all good for the game. You know, CC was on the phone last night. making the world known. I mean, I don't think after a while CC will be well. He's already well known, but he talking the talk, but now he in the lines being now.
He might get ready to get ready to rumble, goddamn, because we're going to rope his ass up. We're going to have some war story to tell when you leave off down there in Lena. You don't grab the wrong one by the horn. He got that bad ass wit.
Everybody can grab a bad man now.
He got that bad ass beard. And he got a rim beard too. Yeah, he got beard locked, man.
And mm-hmm. Turbo T.
He never did commit, did he?
Yeah, they locked for Monday. Turbo said he gonna run them with the nitrous car. Nitrous on 28.
Then at the end, he got the champ. He want the champ first. Okay.
He wants
like
the champ first.
Being like a beast. He gonna wonder who in the hell is me.
Oh, like a butterfly, sting like a bee. He spin on the pole, looking for C. C!
You go to hell. You saw me. Let's take this call. He's been on just as long as you, DJ. 773-8424. Welcome to the All Night Show.
What's happening, DJ Grand and Butt Naked? This kid in Chicago, man.
What's happening, kid? What's happening?
Oh, nothing much, man. I'm just sitting back chilling.
Did you hear my crazy calls with this music, man?
Yeah, I heard him. I thought he was getting ready to get on the pole, man.
I thought it was the background already on it.
Talking about all eyes on him.
He's going to film him down there February night. I just spewed my little smacking now. I just got in the house, ran straight to the computer. I'm trying to get it down a little bit.
Oh, yeah, but while I got y'all on the phone, man, y'all got about 30 or 40 degrees worth of warm weather down there. Y'all can this way?
Shit.
It done got a little chilly up this way.
The Hawk kind of blew in through here a little bit, but I'm sure nothing like what y'all got up that way.
I'm telling you, man, we had a wind chill factor last night around about maybe 10 below.
Y'all keep all that y'all way. Just keep it up there. You don't want no falls up.
I hear you.
They got a big race in Florida this weekend down in Bradenton that I heard about. It's a class race, but it's supposed to be a real big old race. And Florida got it going on, man.
Yeah, this weekend they got one in Bradenton.
Yeah, I was talking mm-hmm. to Matuna, he's going to be down there this weekend.
Yeah, oh, they're going to be down in Bradenton?
Down in Bradenton.
Yeah, well, they race down through there all year long, man.
All year long. Perfect weather.
Yep.
DJ, we got to talk with the president. We want me to cut y'all kid one second. Let me ask DJ something. Have you heard this thing I sick message when I was coming home? It's supposed to be a side show down in Lena.
So it's what now?
A side show, a boxing match. A real live boxing match on the side.
Is that gonna be some extra entertainment for the people coming to the banquet?
They said it's gonna be goddamn Mr. Stevens and our president. I gotta call my president and see about that him.
Oh no.
They said for real.
No.
You got to take me some nice. I'm going to forward it to you with his finger. I'm going to call my president and see what's going on.
Yeah, we definitely need to find out what's going on with that.
$5 entry fee. I like to see that mug some shorts on.
Oh, now, wait. What the hell you mean you like to see him with some shorts on?
You must have seen them goddamn feet look like the moles and Samuel. What do you be wearing? You must have seen.
What?
You know, see that man's feet with them damn sandals on he be wearing? Like some moles and sandals?
What does feet got to do with some damn short? What the hell is he talking about?
I can imagine what a goddamn leg look like.
I don't want to imagine what his legs or his goddamn feet look like.
Boy, you crazy here. I ain't talking about no big shit now. I'm just saying. But for the feet, for the look, I can imagine what his legs look like.
Man. man. She was on the line, man.
I'm about being you a kid.
You gotta be careful about what you're asking about talking about.
But nigga must have got people shook, scared to press the one button because you said all eyes on you. I think you might got your mojo back, so they scared to draw you naked.
Oh yeah, we got that back. We been had that. Down on the air we going.
There it is.
Well, we got one call. Let me see who this is. DJ 662. 1565. Who we speaking with?
Yeah, this mighty dog. I want to know who going to whoop that Tony Bryant ass on the night in Lehman, Mississippi.
It's going to start to get on. Quite sure a lot of folks will get on.
Say what?
Hang on, I don't know what. Now, Tony, I know Bills are trying to lock Tony in for Lena, but he actually. Tony said he already had a race locked in or something, but he was trying to lock him in with a car that was going to let Tony spray, and they were going to run on the motor. But he decided he didn't want none of that action until they go up north. I don't understand it, but that's what happened. I can't, sounded like a little bagging up to me, but when they were locking it in, I know everybody thought that we was talking about Link. But you know, it wasn't stipped properly, so he found some wiggle room. But I think he already got a couple of races locked in, but I can't tell you exactly who he's supposed to be locked in with.
Oh, okay, man. I appreciate that.
We can wait till he come up north.
Nah, man. We got to get some action going on before then. That's a long time away.
That's mid-year.
That's July is the middle month of the year.
That's right. You can't see it.
That's it.
All right, appreciate it.
Also, wanted to put out there for everybody. Also, in I think it's March. It's either March the day before it's race. When is that? But nigga, is it the second or
I forgot what day it was. It's in March, all I know.
It's in March.
Gambler race.
Yeah, now that's going to be a very big race in making. Check. I don't want to get a wrong date.
He fought a call in tonight.
Yeah, he said that he would, and I'm sure when he calls him, but I'll just tell a little bit about the race, and he can give us the exact date. Floyd, if you're on the line, hit the one button. But it's all the heavy hitters on 20, all the so-called badasses, anybody that claim they are badass on 28, it's going to be, I mean, when I say all the heavy hitters. Turbo Tim, Butt Naked, I want to be in it, but I don't know if time's going to allow it as far as, you know, the sun setting on Saturday. That's the only thing that's keeping me possibly. I will definitely be there, but I think they're probably done got a round or two in before I'm able to even get on the grounds. But I definitely will be there. Maybe I can jump on somebody, get put out.
I'm going to try to call it right quick while you do it.
Yeah, go ahead. It's they qualifying 16 cars. They're looking at about a $16,000, at least, or like a minimum of $16,000 payout.
Already got six committed. Six or eight already on paid the money.
I think it's more than that. But they caught, you know, the first 16 to get their money in are going to be the ones that's in it.
Yeah, they're going to be locked in.
You got Big Ball Factor. Like I said, Turbo Tim, Butt Naked, David Floyd, Real Tree, the Fulton Boys. I'm sure the White Boys will probably be, and I don't think their name was on the list just yet, but I'm sure they're going to be in it. So it's going to be a hell of a race. Definitely a race that you don't want to. And I think they're having a nitrous small block race also. So that's in Macon. I think we're trying to get Mr. Floyd on the line right now. He can probably tell you a little bit more about it.
Anybody know if the White Boy is going to be in
Lena? I don't think that they are. I heard somebody said that they don't think
the
they
mailbox
make it
belonging to 478230 6999 7 is full and cannot accept new messages at this time. Delete the callback number. Press 5 or please try again later.
I can't really speak for them, but I heard that they were. But
oh,
I don't
okay.
know.
Goodbye.
But I know they picked their trans. When I was going to take mine, they was picking theirs up, so I'm sure they ready.
You working with one of them? You working with one of them BTE trans, DJ?
I don't. I actually have a seat, Neil.
Oh, okay.
Neil transmission. But I was, you know, I heard about the BTE deal. It sounds like a hell of a deal. What are you saying? If you break it or something, you replace it or something?
Yeah, that's,
I talked
yeah,
to Neil
certain parts.
I didn't.
That's all good, but I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand that one. You're talking about the trans brake working high gear and shit on that that glide or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, I've heard
well,
that. Not on the glides on that
400.
I know that for a fact. Now I know that juvenile gonna be mad, and I know E40 is juvenile E40 driver. But I tell you a story that was funny. The very first stock suspension race they ever had in Phoenix City, the very first one, me and Juvenile was in the finals. And I had a 400 in my car, and I burned out, he burned out. And when I went to bag up, hell, I couldn't bag up. I was like, I know what the hell wrong, something wrong with the transmission. So,
right.
I hit the, so they run up there and they push me back. So I was like, dang, I don't know what's going on with this thing. Then I pushed the trans brake button, wasn't working either. I said, dang, something wrong. So he said, dang, what you going to do today? I said, Shadow to ask Jew now if he want to split. Jew, do that. He told him, he looked over there and said, fuck you. They said, what you going to do? I said, man, shut the door. Fuck it. We're going to try it. Man, I had a foot brake on that thing. A light flashed. Man, Juvie shot me. Man, I swear, if he ain't shoot me 2-3 cars, he ain't shoot me 2-3 feet. I mean, he was gone. Boom. I said, good gracious, lie. But, like I tell a lot of people, we ain't racing to the 330. We racing to the 660. Man, dude, say knew he had me. Say what? Say he got about midway. He went to turn his head because he was finna try to pat on me.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he went to look to the left, all he seen was yoo. I beat him. I went and caught him. Listen, yoo. He said, God damn. I ain't even had no high gear, man. I had no high gear, no reverse, or no trans brake. So if you you got a 400 and your high gear go, you ain't got no reverse or no trans brake. It shocked the hell out of me when I whooped him.
Yep. Well, he was talking about the trans brake of working high gear and shit. So to take you into the wall, I don't think I want no shit like that in my car.
Say what now?
No, he was talking about that trans brake. I think he said it could engage in high gear or something like that.
It can engage in high gear. Well, if you push the button?
Yeah, if you push the button on whatever.
Yeah, he said that last night. He said it'll throw you into that wall. It's going to probably explode.
If you what now? I don't know. I mean, that may be something that's true with all of them. I mean, I've never, and I hope nobody else has never hit the trans brake in high gear. I didn't know that it worked in high gear. I mean, is it working every 400 with the trans brake?
I don't know. I just heard him was talking about it. I wanted to get a chance to get in there and talk to him, but I didn't get a chance.
I mean, that may be something that we is never told to you. Like, sometimes subconsciously when you know stuff, you might hit it by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll know after Lena, kid. I'm going to stick one in my car. I'm going to see what it do. I ain't going to put it in there. Tampa. So,
yeah, well, I think he's going to be in Lena, too, so I'm going to get a chance to talk to him.
Yeah. Hey, bud, nigga, I just got a text from Juvenile. I'm going to get you, boy.
Kid, you coming to Lena, right?
Yeah, more than likely.
Okay, you coming to the banquet also?
I don't know about that. I got to go visit some people down there that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to have time.
Okay. Just wondering. I don't think I ever met you yet, kid. Every night I wonder if you're trying to meet you down there.
Oh, most definitely.
You coming by yourself or you bringing your old lady with you?
No, it's going to be, three or four of us.
Okay.
We're planning on doing a cooking too while
we're
down
there. We got a racing crew that's, but it's a new racing crew that's hitting the air. They call Live action race.
I don't know who they are, but they got to be some country bar.
They got to be what?
Some country bar.
Why they got to be some country boy?
They got to be. Listen to the name.
All right, now. Sometimes you got to know who you're talking. Huh?
I'm just saying, you know, some people might take offense to what you're saying. I'm not trying to get on their bad side of your saying. That's a country boy thing. Well, I guess it's safe to say you would know, but nigga. Yeah. You know I know. I'm a country boy. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just fucking with you, man. Hey, boy, I got a bunch of mason jars in there. We pickling corn now.
They just want to know if anybody wants some action, live action races is ready.
270-301.
Hold on, I got to tell you, I just got a text back from them and said, they got your country boy, but they...
That's true, though. What is their area code?
It's down south. They down south.
Like I said, got the bar. Like me.
No, back
270-3011. Who we speaking with?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
I like sleeping.
G-Shot.
Oh,
G-Shot.
Steady mobbing motorsports.
Steady mobbing. G-Shot.
All right, yeah, that normal stuff, we're going to start this trend. Everybody, when you call in, if you're a grudge racer or you're a member of a grudge crew or whatever crew you want to represent, just like G-Shot just called in and said, G-Shot, say your name, what did you say, G-Shot?
Steady mobbing.
Steady mobbing
motorsports.
Yep. Rip your grudge crew when you call in. It says G Shot of Steady Mobbing, bitches. That what it say when you call it.
Nah, it's
G Shot.
Y'all know it's called. I'm listening.
G Shot.
Yeah. All right, brother.
I talked to your buddy yesterday.
This kid?
Yeah, I talked to Nuck the other day.
Yeah, he called me last night.
Oh, okay, then I thought that's who you might have been talking to when he came on.
He said, as soon as he gets out, we're going to start digging in Tony Bynum's ass.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That's exactly what I'm waiting on.
That's right. Prime who? What time?
Oh my goodness! Y'all gonna have Tony calling in now. Y'all know he gonna get the word.
they're going to get him stirred up.
Nah, I'm over North Carolina on the road, man, so I thought I'd call listen in. Just letting y'all know I listen.
I'll try to keep you safe on that road, man.
We're going to try
to keep you awake, man.
I'll put it on mute, and if I hear anything interesting, I'll kick it back on.
They are an official prime time killer. They beat Tony Vine, what is it, Hattiesburg last year? Y'all think cold, but we think cold. Man, see, y'all think this summertime down here for y'all.
That's why I told you, DJ Grant, if y'all got about 35 or 40 degrees worth of weather, y'all want to send this way, send it.
Man, if we get some little flurry ice, just well, they shut roads down here, man. If any little piece of snow started, if you can see a little patch of grass with some snow on it, they damn near shut the city down around here.
I was down in Atlanta one time and it snowed a little bit and couldn't nobody goddamn it drive. Nobody but folks from the north. We was leaving from down there, heading back north. All them folks down there in Atlanta, shit, they had to pull over to the side.
They can't drive. They can't drive when it's dry.
Mm-mm.
Hey Larry, how many reasons Biz got locked me in that on the night? Do you know?
I think he got about three of them. As far as I know of, but Nick.
Well, I ain't gonna bother the man, but my little boy had me last night. Dad, you gonna whoop that man or run that man again? I said, yeah, boy. I ain't gonna lock him in, but I wanna try Biz again too. We're gonna put that on the table. If both of us doing good and ain't broke and ain't got no, and we still got a little change in our pockets, I wanna try Biz again too. I want a fucking rematch.
Yeah, I think he got about three that I know of.
So they can put that in their pipe and smoke it too, though. I guess me and Biz talk tomorrow. I'm gonna call him tonight or tomorrow. See,
He got Leon. He got Wayne. Here you go.
I ain't gonna push him. I know he got quite a few races. But at the end of the day, whether we do it in Atlanta or we do it in Hattiesburg, I want to try to get a little rematch with him.
One thing about it, we got plenty of time. That one thing we won't run out of time. That time won't be an excuse. We have 4 days to get it in.
Yes,
like you can't duck and dive in no 4 days straight.
No nasty dancer for money.
He got about three of them, but Nick. He got Leon, he got Wayne, and Little Tony.
Why all your songs got to deal with dancing for money and swinging on the damn pole? And God damn, but what the hell?
Hey, I'm going to do the trick count two-step on his ass this time. But let's get some of the other callers. DJ. We got some guys that have been holding for a while.
Go ahead.
773-4309. Michael Lyon, who we speaking with?
What's happening, buddy? Niggas, Big Will.
Big Will. What you going to bring now, that homie?
Man, we trying to put something together to come down there with.
Okay. I sure hope you bring something to Wings. You doing any cooking on the side, Anna?
Yeah, now that's what I might do. Yeah, it looks like there's going to be a lot of money flowing. Maybe I can sell some wings.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice,
I'm still looking for some wings like that. What about that goat, butt neck?
Hey, I can't even have time for that goat. I got too many drawing on me now. They want to all have out. I got to be on my P's and Q's down there.
Yeah. What's happening, Larry, DJ?
What's happening, brother? What's happening?
Not much, man. Just trying to stay on top of it. Like you said, it's cold over here, man.
No.
Okay. All right, Big Will, let's go to the next call, see what else they got also.
All right.
They've been on about 40 minute holding. 205. 2712. You might be sleeping. Who we speaking with?
What's going on, butt naked? You know this sleeping, man. What's going on, Governor Grant?
What's going
Will,
on, sleeping?
Will, Kid, Larry, and the rest of the Grudge World. Ain't nothing, man. Thanks for letting me come in, butt naked.
Ain't no problem.
Yeah,
we know you let the homeboys in.
Yes, sir. How everybody doing this evening?
Doing pretty good.
Man, I got to thinking about when I was up north when that weather was below like that, man. It's been nice down in the south.
Oh, yeah.
Real nice. How's everything going with your butt naked?
Everything going pretty good, Sleep. I'm trying to get this old goddamn beast ready for them bad-ass boy down there.
Make sure you have on the bulletproof vest, because they sure going to be shooting at you.
You know it.
You ain't lying. That's what we're going to have. Double cavalry.
Hey, when I get through with them, they're going to tuck their tail. If I score a dog, they tuck their tail. Now I'm going to do that. They're going to tuck their motherfucking tail.
I believe you, butt naked, man. I got faith in you. Just like you said, it's your time to shine, brother.
Better believe it, homie.
All right, I just want to check in with you and the governor of my state, let you know that I'm listening in, man. I'm going to go on mute, man. You know what I'm saying? I just
we always appreciate you, brother, always.
I want you to know all I appreciate you, too, Governor Grant, and butt naked also.
All right. What's up,
all right, Big Will. I'm going to be laying back listening, man. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay, then.
All right.
404-7027. Hot ATL. Holiday. Who did he?
Who put my number in? They're twins. I've been laying in the bush all day. I don't know how my number got pushed, but since they pushed, what happened? How y'all doing, butt naked? Mr. DJ Grant.
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. I'm going to answer
to you. All right, see you, dear brother. Happy New Year to you.
I know you're a T.
Governor Grant, I'm telling like they tell me, it won't be long. That's all I know. It won't be long. Yeah, you know, 13, I know we've been trying to get things together for a minute, but 13 is here, so hopefully we can dot all the I's and cross some T's and see about a couple of P's.
That's it.
Yeah.
I got a few people I want y'all to see about.
And we'll be more than happy to accommodate them.
It feels good. There's some homeboys on the radio.
I know a lot of folks got that one out here. What you say, brother nigga?
It feels good to have some of my homeboys on the radio that close back.
Yeah. We laid up here, like you said. Yeah, we in Decatur. We chill.
Oh, yeah, we're at Grady. You knew it.
Hey, believe that, baby. You can believe that. We're at Grady. We gonna represent. We gonna come on out. I'm just laying back in bush and listen to y'all that night. But
we appreciate it.
Y'all gonna do y'all thing. Y'all got any questions? Holler at me. I'm going to mute.
If I can help y'all anything, let me know. And a little paint work, a little prime work. You know you're good for
it. I let you know that we got pretty sure we got everything already taken care of.
All
right. All that's in order, but I appreciate the offer, but Nick.
Okay.
I'm going to.
I ain't going to save y'all, nigga. I know y'all going to need some. I'm not coming out there and knock some dust off, because that's the only thing going to be on that motherfucker, some dust or something. But that, we already know how clean. Y'all want to see the race car look like they need to be at some car shows.
You know how my homeboy rolls. It got to be done right, or don't do it at all. That was taking so long. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to rush it taking so long. We know it's a lot of heavy hitters out there. We gonna see about them, or they gonna see about us,
No, I'm talking about right now.
It's gonna be like a die game. We gonna fade some folks.
It is.
Believe that.
It is.
I miss you in the game right now, boy.
I've been saying that 2012 set the stage, 2013 it is going down.
You
better have your goddamn ducks in a row. 2013 ain't going to be no joke.
I still hear a lot of people saying they're going to engage, but I still, it's going to remain to be seen.
We going
to see. It remains to be seen.
Well, every raise a good. Appreciate that. If anybody seems like food, feel free to jump right on in now.
Yeah, I'm going to be laying in the bush like always.
All right, Quinn. I'll see you, man. Hold it down. All
right, man. For sure.
219-4018. Your mic is smoking. Who we talking with?
This is Terry. What's going on?
Terry.
What's going on, Terry?
Terry, no limit.
The $100,000 race man.
Yeah. Big Will, Larry. What's going on?
When is that $5,000 race y'all have? When is that?
We're going to do the first one June 1st. June 1st.
Got to mark that on my calendar.
It'll either be 5,000 or 10,000.
Okay.
First, yeah.
My office still staying. I make that travel. You got me?
Yep.
Well, goddamn it, you put me down. I'm got it.
Okay. Sounds good. You know you got to take out King Biz.
Yeah, I know we got to get him. I got to try him down in Atlanta if everything go okay. I know he got some races already locked in and everything. I ain't going to ask him to do no lock-in. I can respect
right.
that man got 2-3 races. I'm not going to do that to him. You know, if I'm still standing and I got any money left, down on his ass, I'm going. But if I ain't got
right.
no money left, I'm going to take my tail and bring my ass back to Alabama.
Maybe it's taking IOU.
I don't give a idea.
Hey, do you guys know if Lena's going to be open Friday night?
They will.
I'm pretty sure they are also.
I know Friday day. I don't know about Friday night.
Okay.
I think they were Clark said.
Okay.
I'll definitely be on the grounds Friday.
All
right. You might need to get it on Friday then instead of Saturday. What you want to do? You want to wait to Saturday?
Well, yeah, we wait to Saturday. We're chief people that want to see it.
Yeah, because guys up north really want to see it, boy. They want to see it bad.
Yeah, that's the same thing happened when I was in Macon on November the 2nd. Me and Jimbo was about to race. But Jimbo just took too long to get to the line. The sun set him. I was waiting on him, waiting, and I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but all right, Terry. Well, I'm going to go to the next caller. We got some people that have been holding for a while. Unless you got anything else you want to make a statement
on.
No,
go ahead. I'll just go on mute and listen in.
I appreciate you calling in, man.
Appreciate you calling in.
708-6369. Your mic is live. Who we speaking with?
You talking with the one and only gangster rapper.
The gangster rapper.
Chi-Town gangster, man. We coming for you boys. We coming down there to slaughter. But Naked, you better watch out, boys. You all man. I want you. Whatever you want to do, but Naked.
I ain't hard to find, homie. I'm going to be the shorty, man. In the
hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He sound like he was saying your name.
But Naked. But Naked. I got the hell you, boy.
Hey, when you're at the top of the food chain, everybody wants
it. Yeah. You at the top, baby. I'm proud of you, boy, but you got to take it off for real. I want
okay.
to see what you can do, boy.
Right.
I want to see. Say what?
He wants to see you at the top.
Say what?
Are you going to be stopped and smith?
Yeah, I'm stopped and smith. I'm going to put them paws on you. I'm going to see
okay.
if you can get it.
All right.
I'm stock suspension, baby.
All right.
Come down
well,
with Dragnum and my boys. We coming. Chi-Town wants to represent, baby. We represent
okay.
now. I'm going to tell you.
But you know all the original gangsters up in Chi-Town come from the South, right?
Say what?
All the real gangsters in Chi-Town come from the South, right?
Oh, man. They come from all over, man. It's just that's how they've been bred and fed. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about
over,
pivot,
but,
baby.
But they all ran from the South to the North. So what's
your name?
You that?
Your name is the Chi-Town rapper?
Yeah, Chi-Town rapper, hustler, because I'm a pimp.
Bring me one of them damn cups down here. I got you. Bring me one of them damn
cups. Hey, I'm going to do like they used to do back in the old day. I'm going to bring a couple of them stuff, what they call midgets from the Chi, and let you boys taste and see how you like it. If I don't get your money raised, I'm going to get your money some kind of way. You understand what I'm saying? We just going to have a butt-naked good time.
I heard that. Hey, you sound like that, but I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this. You leave your girl at home, I got all the big booty girl we can buy out. I'm going to buy every last one of them in the script club. How about that?
All right, cuz, I like that. Show me some hospitality. You come here, I'm going to show you some hospitality, too.
That's what it is, homie. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Now, enjoy the show, man. I enjoy the show. You guys been doing a good job.
We appreciate you calling in, man.
You pour him out, I'm going to buy him out for you. How about that?
Say what?
You pour him out, I'm going to buy him out.
Oh, man, that's what. Hey, I like that butt naked.
Okay, that would have been.
I like that.
Buy me down that.
I know you've been here in July, but we coming down there in a couple of weeks. We gonna show y'all. We gonna show you what we made of, baby. We ain't gonna play with you. We gonna take some money. We coming to get y'all money.
I'm gonna say this. Now, I hear the North is gate is loading up, and they coming with some artillery. So I really feel like the North is gonna be really representing.
We finna represent, baby. We finna
represent.
That's right.
I really believe that. I believe that now. From everything I'm hearing, we're gonna have a good time. I put it that way.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be all right.
Some of us gonna leave a little broken than others, but we still gonna have a good time.
but you know what? It got to go either way, baby. Y'all came up, y'all took all the money. Good thing we was close to home, man, because we was leaking. We ain't had no money. We had to pull one another home because we run out of gas. But we made it though.
That's it.
So we gonna see if we can return the favor this time.
Right.
Let you know how it's done.
We appreciate you calling in, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a good night. All right,
man. You too. Be safe, man.
All right, man. Bless y'all.
All right. 248-0347. Mike is live. Who we speaking with?
Hey, bud. Negative DJ. Just Kev, man. Just calling, checking in with you guys. So that's all.
Kev, what's happening, Kev?
Oh, man, not too much. Trying to make it day by day, brother. It's cold as hell up here, I tell you that.
Yeah,
glad y'all got it and we don't.
Yeah, keep it up there, brother. We don't want it.
Man, it is ridiculous cold up here. We like 10 below.
I don't mean like what y'all said. It make me shiver hearing what y'all saying through the phone. Whew, that's too cold.
And is that cold over in Detroit?
It's cold, but they got it out.
Shit, we got to come out there with a... Sleepy. Shit, Sleepy, somebody's warm there. Then we about to invade Sleepy's house and come down there and warm up with him.
Well, it's good down here. It's a little chilly like yesterday. Right. Last night it was cold. It was kind of cold. Well, our cold and what y'all call cold was two different cold, but it was cold last night.
Well, let me tell you this story. Today I had to go to a training class today, right? Got in the truck, started the truck up. Damn, heat did nothing work. Everything went out. It was so cold. Everything went out in the dashboard. I said, what the hell? So I got to drive about 20 miles, got there and stuff. Cut truck off, cut it back on. Everything started working. I said, oh. And I talked to Gunler earlier. Does maybe let that truck run for about 20 minutes before you go off somewhere or half an hour. I said, yeah. I'm a firm believer of that now.
That's it.
You got a diesel?
No, it's a gasoline truck.
Them old gas truck like that, some of them. Did you got to let them warm up?
Got
to
put some heat in.
You got to put some heat in
there. I mean, it got so cold today. I was like, I couldn't believe it. This is the coldest Michigan's been in 3 years.
Well, how cold is it in Michigan? 10 below?
Yeah, we about 10. We minus 10.
Oh, God Almighty. I ain't never seen no cold weather. That damn cold, man. Never. Shit. Ooh,
you
no, I ain't getting no cold. I believe we'll die in that cold weather. We ain't never been that cold.
Man, it's so cold, you don't need no damn refrigerator. Just shit outside.
Man, yes, you can. But, like, you said your old Cisco outside now.
I ain't fucking no more that Cisco, ho. Hell no.
Get your six-pack on the back porch and get it in the morning.
Yeah.
You can get it within 10 minutes.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
You saying it as a joke. There's plenty of people in Chicago used to do that, still do that, put stuff on the windowsills, you know, in the wintertime because it literally, you know, it could freeze or whatever, but plenty of people did that.
Good. Grace of
the Lord. The man telling the truth.
Wow.
Who was that? Who are we talking to? That Big Will?
Yeah, that's Will. What's happening, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, brother? I'm just trying to hang in there, man. Y'all fit this. Hold on, let me talk to Big Will for one quick second. Well, why y'all send this weather over there, man? You know, y'all the Windy City, man. We can't take it.
Yeah. I don't know which way it's going, but it's cold out there, buddy.
Hey,
yeah.
As I used to say, this shit, it's cold in the witch's kit out here.
Right. And I'm supposed to be in the garage trying to work on the hot rod. I got heat, some heat out there, but, man, not enough.
It's not enough. Will, it's not.
Will, do y'all have any snow up that way? Y'all ain't got no snow.
Yeah. Yeah, we got about last night. No, night before last, we got an inch. And then we got about a half an inch today.
Man, that's
and we ain't had an inch of snow in Chicago yet.
No, we clear on the snow so far. They looking for some maybe around Thursday, but so far we ain't had nothing.
Yeah, I'll send DJ a picture of the snow, man. It is freezing here, man.
I don't even want to see the picture. Don't worry about it. That's cold. And, milk. Don't worry about it. I'm good.
Man, it is for DJ. It is. Hey, I'm glad we ain't got Tay on this one. Because he'll be talking shit about, yeah, I'm out in California, walking around in shorts and flip flops.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Did he tell you about the snow that they got about a week or so out there
in California?
No,
that was north
of them. He said they didn't get it.
North of.
Yeah, he said that it was about 40 miles north of him.
I knew it closed down Interstate 5, so they come right by.
Right. I know he's not too far from the 10. It goes in Las Vegas, if I'm right, correct, guys.
Right.
But his daughter, every year I send her a picture of the snow. And it had to be somewhat far from because he would have took her up to go see the snow. So I'm saying 40 miles, but I think he said it was a little bit more than that, but. Man, I'm telling you, it is super duper cold up here.
Okay. Well, what's up? Well, Kev, we got a couple more callers. Let me see what he got. I got one on clicked off and clicked back on, and we got a couple more. And let me see what they got going. You want to come in? You come back in anytime you want to. I'm not gonna mute your mic.
Yes, sir.
There's another northern guy. 708-0212. Is it cold? Is it warm? It might get hot.
It ain't warm at all. This is Baby Boy. Hello to DJ Grant, but Naked Will.
Baby Boy.
What's going on, Baby Boy?
Man, it's so cold. Baby Boy, you sound like you shivering right now.
Hey, man, listen, I'm back in the house. I just took the dog outside about 10 minutes ago. Boy, she looked at me and pissed so quick and came back in the house. She beat me back in the house. I think she jumped up and opened the door herself.
Hey, I can tell you sounded like you were shivering.
Shit, man, I got the heat on 90, goddamn it. It was just on, it was on 82. I didn't turn it up to 90. I got this thermostat over here working.
I heard that.
I had to put them long johns on the date and everything. I said, man, this ain't right.
He said, this is
the David
boy.
I had to try to get it out. I'm still trying to warm up, DJ. Trying to warm up, for real. I still got my coat on and I'm in the house, man. Please. It's cold up here for me. But you know what? Out of all of it, I take the cold over the snow any day, though. That snow just, I take this little cold, you know.
Yeah.
But that snow, they could keep it. Lord, I thank you for just the little snow we didn't get. But, man, you know, I'll throw some of that heat up this way, just a little bit. That's all we need, just a little bit. Yeah, man, it's cold.
I don't get that bad. I snow last 1-2 days, that's it.
It don't last the whole day. If we even get some, we go. If we ever get some.
Yeah, that's crazy how it works, you know. But it's been cold all over the world, you know. I talked to Tim a week ago, and he talked about, matter of fact, last weekend, he said it got down like 28 or 23 degrees one night.
Yeah,
we had some cold
nights to come through here now, you know. But it kind of like seemed like it's starting to warm back up a little bit.
Right.
Well, hey, DJ and you guys, I started the car up the other day. It was so cold, it backfired. I said, what the hell?
Oh.
So I could unplug the car while the motor spun over a little bit and then put it back on there. It backfired again. I said, what the hell?
No, y'all got to keep y'all from antifreezing y'all car, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I put it in there. I usually put it in around middle of October. I pour the whole thing in there. I drain all the water out, pour it straight in the freezer. But some guys were telling me you shouldn't do it that way.
No, you should mix it, not just pouring the whole thing in there. Well, I know we mix ours, so.
Yeah.
What makes a difference? What makes a difference, though? What makes a difference? I mean, I thought straight antifreeze would be better.
No, it's not better.
No. You mix it, and it'd be better if you mix it. Because, like,
okay.
If you load up to go down for the race in a couple of weeks, and, you know, you got it in that box, it's better just to mix it. Because when you try to drain all that out, you really don't drain it all out because it's. That stuff is real thick inside the motors. So you want to try to mix that stuff.
What if you just flush it, you know, and put it inside the end, you know, put the hose up in there and try and flush it out? That don't really get it all?
You probably had to do it a couple of times.
Okay.
You had to do it a couple of times, but you leave them down in Mississippi, mix it. When you're coming back up that road, mix it before you come up because that's what we do.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Hey DJ, I'm so ready to get down there right now. I wants to leave now. They talking about how nice it is in Mississippi. Hey man, I can leave now. It's a shame my old man done passed away a couple years ago because I'd be sitting at his house right now waiting just for these races to come over. I wouldn't be sitting there in the cold.
I was hooked to my trailer to take it over to. Trailer repair place to get something fixed on. I got to drop it off Friday morning. They're going to get it in and out the same day for them. But I, you know, had to haul it over there. And I'm driving. I said, shoot, I'm on the highway. Shoot, I'm ready. I wish we were heading to Mississippi right now.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off, but ain't this a great show?
Yeah,
it's just about
grudge
racing, is it? It ain't about grudge. It's just grudge all together, right?
Yeah, anything got to do with grudge. Yeah. Well,
I got a friend on this show that been listening a long time. He called in every Tuesday night with no problem.
Uh-huh.
I got a grudge, goddamn. He better not be caught by the nail, goddamn, little bit of water. He better even be caught by the bathtub with no fucking water. I'm going to outfish his ass. And that Larry. You hear me, boy?
Wait a minute, Butt Neck.
Yeah, go ahead.
You just use one pole. Let me rephrase that. Do you care if somebody use one pole or multiple poles?
He got to use one rod or either one snap pole, whichever one he prefer.
Ah, okay. I just see how you want to do it. Because I don't fish fair. Just like everybody don't race fair, I don't fish fair. I use about three or four poles.
I
don't know how many poles Larry used, but my old man taught me always go at your best, so I ain't taking none off. I got all four of my poles cocked and ready.
Well, I tell y'all, if it rain again before Fat Tuesday, like it rained before Fat Tuesday last year, yeah, y'all can find a big ass pole of water out there. I'm in the field somewhere, good boy.
Or go right there at the beginning of the track that turned in, that little river that flows down through there.
Man,
yeah, did it do some rain?
And don't take
man,
that.
Lord, can I take you up on that hole?
Hey, man. It don't take but one pole. It don't take but one fishing pole and no bait, man. You don't have to carry no bait to the water. One fishing pole and no bait.
What kind of jig you got? What you use?
I got a jig I had made at Slater's Jig Company down in Illinois, Mississippi. And I had 215 of them made. And I can't put them in the water when it comes to crappie. I put them in the water. I use a jig pole. I do not use a bobber and I do not use a casting pole. I don't use nothing but a jig pole.
Well, I'm going to see what you make. Bring that pole. You flying or you driving now?
Slater's jig pole. Get your book. Call Slater's in Illinois, Mississippi. Get that pole, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Bring your pole.
But they're going to be fishing with a stripper pole.
Look, guess what his bait gonna be?
Not a dog.
Little women mermaids.
Before you,
Uncle Larry, you here? Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir.
What's the best taste of fish between catfish and crappie? Just ask the question.
Man, give me we call them crappie, but down south they call them white perch. They call them white perch in Mississippi, and in Louisiana they call them saccalay. The best fish I ever tasted in my life is a white perch, man. I love white perch, man. I love
it. I heard if you put a little bit of goat skin on the pole and throw it down.
Oh, no. Oh, goddamn. There you go.
Hey, Larry.
This ain't America. This ain't the Top Chef. Let's talk about some goddamn race. I always cut no food.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Terry.
Hey,
who you guys taking? Do you see Donye and Mantia locked up?
You say Donye and who?
Mantia, Paul.
Mantia with the Mustang.
Mantia. Yep.
What about them?
They locked up for Lena, I guess.
Yeah. They locked up for Lena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who you
taking? Locked up for Lena? Donye
and
Mantia.
I like Donye.
Yeah.
I like Donye too, but they
well,
Donye
like
too.
I'm gonna say this, and this is no disrespect to you, DJ Grant, or you know, Beers or none like that. This is Baby Boy speaking again.
Damn.
I'm gonna go with a nitrous car because I'm a nitrous junkie. Get that out the way. But you can't get man. Tia can run pretty good, but I think he's swimming in some shark's water. Give me that oxide that's over there in that Regal.
what did Matt Kidd got? Who is Matt? What he got?
He got a Mustang with a
Pro
Charge on it.
Yeah.
He got a big ass Pro Charge on it too.
What color is that car?
Silver.
Like a dark silver with a half black front end.
Oh my god. Yeah, but is he making Donye ship his car?
I think I might like that car.
Is he making Donye handicap his car?
No. What do you mean?
I mean, the question asked is him and Donye going to go pro charge against Donye's Nitro? I mean, he not making Donye take his wheelie bars off.
Donye offered the race, 29s and no bars.
Yeah, that's how Donye
is. That's how
Donye sits
now.
Yeah.
No,
that's
how the question,
how
right?
other car sit.
He got 29s on with no wheelie bars.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be a good race regardless because Mateo can't run, but
it's going to be a good race. It's going to be a but I got Donye.
Yeah. I'm with Donye.
You mean a pro charger?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be pretty interesting.
Very interesting.
DJ Grant, before y'all open my mic, I heard y'all were saying that, you know, a lot of people from the north is loading up and coming down that way. Really never heard of a lot of these boys that's coming now, that's actually coming. I think this probably be the best Fat Tuesday race that they done had, Lord willing, the weapons. All right. Because Mantina, you ain't never heard him come down that far. Kevin, the plumber, he came down last year. He's supposed to be coming back.
He's not bringing his car, though.
He's not?
No.
So they bringing the ugly
look?
None of the cars are done. I think he's going to come with me and try to help me.
Wow. What you about to say, DJ?
I said, I tell you, I think, you know, the radio shows and Grudge Inc. and all of us being able to communicate more and talk. I mean, it's like, you know, when we all on the phone like now talking, you know, the phone will make us seem like we're a whole lot closer than what we are. We know the only reason we know we there because we know where everybody at, you know. But
right.
It's good for the game, and it's making people branch out, you know. Because, I've never, you know, like CeCe on the phone last night, never met him or whatever.
But you know, it just whenever you hear these people and you hear a certain voice, you want to put a face with the voice.
Yeah, right.
And people, I mean, it's making everybody travel and but I think it's all good for the game, man. I like it.
Everybody wants to be a part of something that's good, DJ Grant. You know, and my thing with it is this. You got a lot of people that wants to come in and be in the Grudging family. Terry, he's with us now. Most of the guys up at 41, California, then blended in, Louisiana, then blended in. You know, and everybody that's blended in is coming because of the simple fact that they see something good from it. You know, but you know, we have this negative energy that's trying to keep us from doing this, man. And we just have to overrun that shit and keep it moving,
man.
The
negative is just, that's all there is, a negative. Just let it stay wherever it's at. I don't even want to talk about it or even care to even mention any of the negative. I don't really care about that because all I'm trying to deal with the stuff that's positive, people. You know, if it ain't about racing or us getting, you know, going down on somebody's ass or something like that, I don't care to hear about it, man. That's right.
Because when it's all said and done, it's all about enjoying yourself and having
fun. That's right.
If you got your team or your family come with you, your kids, your old lady, it's all about having fun, though. You know, I can't wait till the weather really breaks up here. And y'all get a chance to come up here, you know, with my uncle throwing his race in August, you know, with Biz does something, with Terry and them do something. I can't wait till y'all come up here, you know, just so you know, y'all can see the hospitality we could give y'all back too, just like we get when we come down there. So,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question. That's all it's about. Go ahead.
Sure.
Is Terry still on the phone?
Yeah, yep.
Terry, do y'all own them cornfields out there too?
We have some of the farmland, but we don't farm it.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering. I won't steal me a stalk or two this time when I come back.
Go ahead. About 100,000 acres. Go get some.
Yeah, exactly. 100,000 acres out there.
Load up your truck.
Wow. Well.
No, I can't take that much back. I don't give you about a stalk or two.
You don't want none of that corn.
That's for fuel, ain't it, Terry?
What's that?
That's for fuel, ain't it?
Yeah, some of it is.
Right.
It's either for fuel or for feed. Most of it.
Oh, okay.
But I truly believe this year going to be the great year for grudge racing itself.
It's going to be for grudge racing itself. This year is gonna. I feel like 2013 is gonna create some superstars in the grudge game, and it's gonna actually push and make a whole bunch of other. I believe it's gonna make a whole lot more people get in the game. Grudge racing is gonna take off. It's already taking off like a rocket, but 13 is gonna be stupid.
I think it's gonna make some and delete some.
You're right, and you are truly right because you're seeing a lot of people that's class racing. That's now stepping back and actually trying to just go ahead and even build them a car or just get their car really set up for strictly grudge racing. Because the class racing just went out the window. As far as, you know, NHRA going to be there until it's all said and done.
Yeah.
ADRL is, you know, it's going to be there. You know, the big dog shootouts they have. But this is where you truly have fun at with this grudge.
Hey,
I think we have more fun.
This is Baby Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went to 131. Remember the first show we did at 131?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people were there was bracket racing, was coming talking to us, and said they were going to go home and build a grudge car just to have fun with?
I know a lot of them.
A lot of people came up, and people don't realize, they came to us the first show, the slot got up there. People were saying, what are you guys doing? We're like, well, basically, you know, we just... You know, we race against each other and we make a bet, you know.
I mean, they see a lot of that stuff and they want to be involved in it because they see how big it's getting. You know,
right.
A lot of people, not saying nobody didn't know who DJ Grant was, but a lot of people up here didn't know who DJ Grant and who Butt Naked was from down south or nothing like that. All they heard was Mike Hill name or they just not hearing about Tony Brown. But like down there in the South. They didn't hear nothing about drag and beers and all us up here. So it's taking off, and this is going to be the year that's going to just catapult this to it's going to be worldwide. Look, you got KFK on there from California getting involved.
Yeah,
so,
yes, sir.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Man. This movement is something serious. And
well, you
and,
know, the big
you know, like,
you know what, DJ,
oh,
I'm sorry. I was just saying, with California, if you guys go to the California's website, go to Grudge Racing, or, you know, we do not, like DJ and Bud, like I said, we do not promote Grudge Racing. I mean, for not promote street racing, but those guys have nowhere to go. And these guys are like, you know what? I'm going to load my car instead of getting in trouble and they impounding my car and smashing it. I'm coming out here to race with D guys. And it's really growing, like they said. DJ Grant said, it's really growing. It's a good thing. You know, I said, like, well, you guys come out, we get a race out here. We're like, yeah, we coming.
Oh, yeah.
Man, no, nobody don't want to spend all that money in them cars and get them taken and get them crushed and all that. Where you can go have fun and be safe at the same time and don't have to worry about nothing. That's what it's really at. Street racing is really over with. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I grew up on street racing, watching
we all did.
Drag, watching skiing and them up here in Chicago. I grew up street racing. But I feel comfortable being at the racetrack. You don't have to worry about nobody turning out in front of you. You don't have to worry about your car getting wild. You got an ambulance there. God forbid any of that happens. But, you know, it's better.
Well, I would like to say this for Terry. Terry, you still on the phone?
Yeah. Yep.
Terry, you guys did an excellent job last year. It was not my first time at your track, but you guys did an exceptionally good job, you know, treating the customers like people and everything else. And I know I'm from the Motor City.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we've had our problems, but, dude, you guys did an exceptional job with the people. DJ Grant, you know, I heard from him. He had a good time. I mean, everybody, Tony Bonds had a good time, and that's what we need. You know, we need to keep this thing going.
And we need more we need more track owners and personnel to take the example of how Terry runs
that's right.
the operation, man, because that's
right.
what we need. We need tracks that want – I mean – Even if you don't act like you want us there, you know what I'm
well,
saying.
You know,
I know they do, but the thing
yeah,
is,
but in
you
turn,
know,
I'm just saying, DJ. In turn, you know, I'm terribly excessive. I had a good time with them. I came in there Friday night, and you know, I mean, they did what they said they was going to do, and I pulled in. People were complaining about, oh, well, you know. Tell them to charge me a dime. You know, whoever's at the gate, that lady, she was right there. Come on in. And
oh,
treat us real
wife.
Good. You're right. You're
and
right.
You know.
I mean, she was an exceptional nice person. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted you to know, I didn't know your wife, but she was very, very, very nice person. Because when I pulled in that Friday night, she said, come on in. I said, well, where's my check card? I need to pay for it. She said, no, here. She said, I'll be taken care of. And I stayed there the whole night, and that's one of the people know. You can stay there. Tearing them track is not, you know, it's not like when they were coming bothering you like that. Me and another guy, we sit up all night. We chit-chatted for a while. Some guys came in from Memphis. We sit up and chit-chatted for a while. And, you know, it's nothing like that, guys. So if you want to, you know, if you come in late that night, you don't want to get in the motel, come on there and stay. And you know, I mean, tearing them had an exception. I had an exception. Terry, thank you. And I had an exception this time.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay, fellas, we got some more folks been holding for a while. We got one guy been on an hour and 13 minutes. Let me get him. It's another guy who clicked off and came back on. I'm going to get him because he clicked off and came on first. 773-101 Mike is smoking. Who we talking with?
What's up? It's Preacher Boy. What's going on, fella?
Preacher
Boy.
What's
going
on, nothing much, man. Just listening to what y'all saying. I had a visit
right?
last night from Mr. Gompick. He came over
here
to my college last night.
He was in town.
Yeah, he came over to my
college. What gonna pick up there? Stirring up the north.
Yeah. Stirring up a bunch of bullshit. He called Detroit and everything. He came over to my shop and got this 90-degree weather in the shop. When he left, he went back out there to that below zero.
You said 9 degrees inside your shop. Inside my shop.
I'm gonna be sitting around because you can't work in no 90 degrees inside of no shop. If it's 70 degrees in that shop, boy, you can't do no work. I can't. It's too hot.
You can work in shorts in my shop. But when you go outside, that you need two coats.
I heard that, preacher boy. I heard that.
Yeah, but the man came here, man. He was hanging with two jokers that don't race at all. I said, man, what you doing with those people? You was lost? I'm looking for a fast car.
Oh, my God.
Who was he with?
Uh-oh. Some dude named Garrett that just found a car switch and got the muscle to say he had a race car. And Big Sean from out south.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they rolled around stirring up a lot of bullshit. I talked to a couple of Detroit boys last night. He had them call on the phone. I got them. I'm gonna race. I'm gonna pick and choose my race. I ain't gonna let nobody feed me to the wolves.
I heard that.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
All right, preacher boy. We got some more that them been holding for a while. I'm gonna keep them on. 313-0456. Your mic is live. Who we speaking with?
You know.
What's going on? Yo.
Who is that?
313-0456.
I think that's
Detroit.
One.
Yo. 313-0456.
They don't want to come.
All right, let me go down to the next one. 630-1551. Who we speaking with?
What's going on, DJ Grant, Butt Naked, Larry, and everybody on the show? This Big Danny.
Hey, what's up,
Danny?
What's going on? I'm listening on the Willie Dog Show over here. Man, they got a whole bunch of mess going on the other show.
I know.
What's going on?
We don't want
man.
No part of no mess.
About over Grudge Inc. and all. They arguing about a whole bunch of stuff that ain't got nothing to do with racing.
Come on, man. Well, let them stay over there on that show.
Yeah.
don't bring them over here to Butt Naked and DJ Grant show. If you want to say who's there, then tell them Big Baby Boy said that. Leave them over there on that show, man. Let them stay over there with all that garbage. We don't want to hear them over here. Yeah,
man, they got
tired,
a lot of stuff.
We talk.
I'm listening to them on my other phone. Man, this
stuff.
They've been arguing
about 2 hours. Man, that's unreal.
For 2 hours with
like,
them, they've been arguing
like
back
the
and forth.
Jerry Springer-itis. We don't want none of that over here in Grudge Inc. Let them stay over there with all that. We want the racing fish over here.
And slide down poles and eat goat.
All right, Larry. He did it all four goddamn times in the back.
Hey, baby boy, we didn't tell him we got another guy coming in with us, man. We didn't tell him about Bruce, man.
Oh, no, we didn't tell him. We were just going to let him.
Who is Bruce?
Ah. Yes, you'll see.
All I'm going to say is just hold on to your panties and your stripper pole and your goat because this is going to get very nasty.
Oh, my God.
It's going to get very nasty. The North is coming to invade, huh? Yes, we are.
Uh-huh.
And he look like Mike Singletary. He look like the fridge. He's that big, too. And he dry.
Yes,
and
sir.
He dry. And
yes,
he
sir.
Dry. And he about 450 pounds, and he dry.
Damn.
He ain't no 450 pounds.
You
man, knock
said,
it off, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, cool in the game. Cool in the game, too, baby.
Hey, got a G-body. Hold on. Yes, How many pounds, man? 450. How much drag weight? How much drag weight?
Drag about
325, 330, something like that.
No. So you mean saying this man 100 plus pounds heavier than drag?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Come on, man. Hey, DJ Grant, I wish he was standing up. I got some pictures. I wish he was standing up in these pictures. I'd send it to you, but he's sitting down. He probably looked like a little midget sitting down. But if he was standing up, I'd send you a picture of him. Come on, man. So his racist, see, he needs the photo to be able to sit in the back seat. God dang.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, DJ, he ain't lying, but they got a boy in Detroit that sit the same way he do. He get down, too. He got a four-door Malibu.
They drive their own car.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. DJ.
They got to know they can put them a little jockey and then pick them up damn half a second.
Man, a whole second.
God dang.
Hey, DJ, some of these guys who build cars, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do what they got to do.
Listen,
I mean,
I'm just talking here. Like, I can stand to lose some weight with dancing. I'm not saying it like that. I'm just being funny, man.
There's some guys out there, they want to hire a jockey. They want to drive the car.
DJ, you didn't get a chance to meet Big Marty. Big Marty was about, I thought it was Big Marty, baby boy.
Ooh, man, how big
six,
was he?
About six, I know.
How big the purple Barney in the cartoon, and if he's Big Barney, he's goddamn, he got to be big.
Man, couldn't nobody drive that car like Big Marty, man. And Big Marty had to be up. Big Marty was close to 500, man. He had to be.
And that's, hey, you cracking, but you faggot, DJ Grant. That's how he looked at you. He was that big, big-ass head like that, and everything. Lord rest his Big Marty soul. But he was that big,
He used a football helmet.
Yeah, that's what exactly he used. He didn't use a regular goddamn racing helmet.
Man.
He had a football helmet. And had somebody to put a shield across of it. Well, he took the shield off because, shit, he couldn't breathe. He breathed a lot.
That
man
was
a
couple
years
ago.
He stayed in the car for hours because he couldn't get in and out.
Hey, DJ, when I was selling racing equipment, you know what size shoe I had to sell him?
What?
17, baby.
Damn.
What?
17. He wore a size 17 racing shoe.
And I couldn't find
no racing suit to fit it. You know what I say?
Two shoes together.
I had all the way up to a 7X.
Great day.
Yeah.
And he'd get in that big boo and turn that Berkeley loose.
Yeah,
what you got left now, Larry?
Huh?
You got anything left now?
I couldn't hear you.
I need a 3X suit. You got any left?
No, I don't have any left right now. I'm hoping to get back in touch with the guy again, man. Yep, I'm hoping to get back in touch with him again.
And, you know, that's a good thing, too, with a lot of people is really starting to go ahead and take that route and get the proper stuff they need to do.
That's right.
They have to get in these cars because none of these cars ain't slow by a long shot. I mean, look, a few months ago, the boy got killed up in Maryland somewhere in an 890 car, a bracket car. So, I mean, you know, even though he was at a track with a guardrail, the guardrail came through and pierced his chest, but hell, you know.
Well, you know, we had to happen to a guy in Ohio named Rich, was a good friend of mine, and God rest his soul. Heard different stories, but Rich ran a Mopar, and I was just with you guys. I mean, it was just, when those times, you know what I mean, I'm not going to say it, just, you know, we just. You know, the safety thing has really got to come in with you guys. I mean, you know, all of us, you know. Some guys say, you got a cage in your car. Well, I got one in there. It's not because I'm scared to race. It's because, shit, I'm scared to, you know, I'm hoping I can walk away from it. Hoping I can, you know.
Everybody that's on this phone, they even got a race car or drove a race car or a street car, it goes through their mind sitting in them seats and putting their seatbelts on, the helmet on, and starting them cars up. The thing about it, you got a family that wants to go back home to that wife, them kids, Ain't nothing like going back to that trailer and seeing them chilling sitting there, and you want to play with them and everything. And
better believe it.
You know, if anybody don't say that that's wrong, they need to get off this phone because they're crazy as hell. I love to go back and want to talk to my kids if I get in the race car and get back out of it.
Safety first.
That's right.
Man, I got some friends. Let me tell y'all, I got some friends. One of them just now came from a street G-by the car. Man, that motherfucker was flying. He didn't have no roll cage in it, though. I'm like, how in the hell? I got another partner got a Jeep out of that. He fucking flying with no roll cage. I said, man, won't y'all please get a cage? Oh, man, it's your time, it's your time. Fuck that. I love y'all, man. I don't want to go to no goddamn thriller.
Is the car get kind of wild and they point them at that car grill once in life. When they get out of it, they're going to think about everything in the world because that's what happened to me. They point at that car grill and I didn't hit it. Lord, give me a cage.
Exactly. But you know what the thing is, but Naked, a lot of people are still with the mindset about tricking somebody. Well, I got a car that ain't got no roll cage and all like that. It's only all them tricking things if you especially trying to run, especially if you're coming to the South and people that's down there, y'all can really run, and it's a lot of people up here can run. Man, it's over for them tricking days. Safety is
all
right now.
Tricking is yourself. You only tricking
yourself. That's true. That is true.
Man, let me tell y'all. Man, he knew better. He know better. He's a great person. He's a wonderful guy. I mean, he real knowledgeable about race car. He had a pro mod. He don't have it all. And still got them flat. I'm used to barely not to drive that motherfucker like that, man. What the hell is wrong?
Can you remember?
Hey,
but
you
now
know what?
You
I'm glad.
You got a bad
ass,
by the
motherfucker. They'll be a little Mississippi both on. I'm glad I got DJ on the. I jumped on. Mr. DJ Grant.
Yes.
This is Baby Boy once again. I ain't stuttering no more now because I done got warmed up. I done took my shoes off, my gloves off, and my scarf off. So my wife, I still got my skull hat on because this bald head of mine is still a little nippy. Is you going to have any types of shirts come the 9th through the 12th?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to because I keep getting everybody saying they want some stunner shirts. So I'll definitely have some. I can't say how many I'll have, but I will have some.
Well, if you do get some, just put a 3X to size for Baby Boy. You got to put a yellow piece of tape on it and wrap it around and say, this is for Baby Boy, the stunner box, because it was cold.
Hey,
who is that? Hey,
Baby Boy.
Yes, sir.
Is Tony, DJ Grant, is Tony or he can keep more on the line?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, the reason I was asking you that is because I got 100 over here for Tony that's got down on your ass, I know.
Really?
You know, so if Tony was on here, I could access Tony, and Tony said so, you know, then I would take care, but I got to carry, you know, these shirts down to Tony.
Oh.
That's why I was asking.
Oh. All right. I'm going to have to get over there and look at them little-ass shirts. That's that little-ass boy.
Hey, Baby Boy.
Yes?
I'm going to have some shirts to help me pissing on DJ Moto. You want me to get you a 3X?
Oh, come on, Rick. Long as a stripper pole on the back of it, I'm fine with it.
Y'all know but negative is a stripper and a comedian.
Hey, DJ, why you want to piss on your motor, DJ?
Man, that man is crazy, man.
Baby boy.
Yes.
It's G-Shot.
What up, G-Shot?
Do you need some steady Marvin?
Say that again, G-Shot.
Do you need a steady Marvin Motorsport T-shirt?
Yeah, I want one of them too.
I'm gonna go
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
You ain't lying.
Say, look, I was just talking about being at home with the children. I already said something about being at home with them kids. Look, they got the kids wants to get on the talk show, too.
Tell y'all about the noise again. I'm making y'all get out.
Uh-oh. We didn't start the corporate. He's making noise. They're going to get him out. G-Shot.
Yeah.
Is you guys Shawanda ready?
Yeah.
She got lipstick on? She got a needle in her arm. Is you gonna have a skirt on or a fitted dress?
Man, she gonna have on some motherfucking go-go pants.
Make sure they have a boot.
What size tire you run on that car, man?
What?
What size tire you run on that car?
29.5, 10.5.
Okay.
But it looked like a 26.8.5 car.
Okay. Just wondering. I got some friends, got some new cars. They coming down there, but they ain't got no 2 and 3 kits yet. And I told them to get on motor. They're going to see what they can do on motor. They're thinking about trying.
Oh, I got one plate, but I'd rather run it on motor.
Okay. I was just going to get my partner in the car. He's a Mopar man also. I'm going to talk with him tomorrow. I'm going to get him to come down that way.
He got a Mopar he going to bring with him?
Shit, that's how many got 15 Mopar.
Well, tell her to bring just 5 of them. We're going to try what you want, Daz.
I'm going to talk with him tomorrow, see what's up. You got RTs, you got Barracudas, and Chargers, and Challengers. That's how many got all kinds of goddamn old ass cars, man.
Like all that. We'll try what you want. She managed anyway.
He's a true street car. He's driving more than 200 miles, man.
Well, Shawanda is a street car, too. We got all the interior in her.
Okay. I'll talk with him tomorrow to see what he's doing. He don't never go nowhere. I'm going to see, can I get him in wine and do a little traveling?
Yeah, tell him to, you know, pack up the cooler, get some sandwiches and things of that nature, some Hawaiian coolers and things of that, and come on down the highway.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a call in the morning. See what he's talking about.
So, move. Need some moo.
Some what?
Some woo woo.
Woo woo. Man, tricked me. Somebody said, "Well, no alcohol, I drunk some of that shit." Good God, man. You were high therapy.
Woo.
Keep money.
I can't wait to that. I'm gonna drink me some Cisco and see. Out.
You can have that at Cisco. I can't deal with it.
So we got 2 more guys been holding for a while. Let me see who these guys are here. 313-54115. Who is speaking with?
What's up, all the way, Nicky? DJ Grant?
That's what I'm talking about.
What's up, man? Oh, man. I can't call it, man. Just checking in, listening to y'all guys. You know, I got to check in and listen to that.
Appreciate it. You've been holding for me. I'm trying to get to you. We had quite a few on him.
Oh, ain't no problem.
Oh, yeah.
You got no more cakes?
Well, we're going to go with the next one also. 601-3356. Your mic is live. Who we speaking with?
Hey,
Buck Nagy.
Yeah.
You know that goddamn number, man. You don't know who this is.
No.
Don't introduce me like that.
I don't know your number, man.
Don't introduce me like that, man.
Get up
and put it in reverse, man. Put that shit in reverse.
Let me get you some applause today. Let me get you some applause. Hold on one second. Let me play it for you.
Hey, man, that's just like Obama going to the White House, get sworn in the other day. They holler about, hey, Rock. Hey, man, this the fucking champ, man. The S10 champ. I want to be introduced as the champ when I come on these shows. Don't do that, buck naked. Don't fucking do that now.
Hey, man, I mean, my fans on here tonight. They don't call me champ all the time. I don't make no big deal out of it. Come on.
Hey, man. I didn't know. I earned this shit, man. I earned this. I
do
what I want to earn this, man.
I earned my champ.
You know what I mean?
I earned my
champ. We two champs. You know what I'm saying? I just kick you in the nuts. You know I'm just playing around.
I know.
I'm just having a little fun. Me and little Red Riding Hood just waiting and doing a little playing with Three Love and look, Tony, you know, we just waiting around to do a little plan.
Why you want to get out of Sweet Love? Why you got to keep saying Sweet Love?
She want to get out of
there. Nasty.
Huh?
Three Love told me you going to do something nasty.
A lot of them think they're going to do something nasty. You don't come to a man's house and think, that's just like me coming to your house, bug-legged, thinking I'm going to slap you in front of your wife. What the fuck you going to do if I do some shit like that? You think I'm going to let a motherfucker come to Mississippi and treat my daughter wrong in front of her parents? Man, I'm trying to kill a motherfucker that day.
Oh, I hear you, man.
Listen to that.
You don't believe me? Do you not believe me, Buck?
I don't want to know this big man. I'm just checking out. Hey, I'm taking all the money here. We got some
background noise somewhere, Buck, man.
Hey, fellas, come on now. If you're not talking, you're
quiet. I heard it all. I've been on the phone for about 2.5 hours.
Hey, Bugman.
Yep.
You think I'm just talking or you think I'm speaking on facts, man? I ain't going to let nobody come to my house and take over. I don't know what you're going to do, Bugman.
That's the champ. That's the champ talking.
Come down to my house, man. I'm taking over when you get there. You better get you. I'm going to give you some good right. You know what I mean? I'm going to go and do them two and get them all out of the way. And then guess what?
What that?
These are just going to have to fucking do me with that back tie now. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if I get around them two boys, I'm going to be gambling with their money. So, you know, I know that's a tough race.
You might as well leave Biz out of you. Ain't going to even race Biz because it's going to be hard to get around that Pac-Man. It's going to be hard. Yeah, man, it's going to be goddamn hard to get around that Pac-Man. Yes.
We on National Air. You want to double it up? Ain't nobody got to know when you come out doubling it up. See what's bad about me? Everybody get mad with me because I've been respecting my peace. I ain't disrespecting nobody.
Hey, man, I'm not mad at you, man. Do your thing, man. I mean, we need more people like you.
You see what I'm saying?
You confident in your equipment and you ready to go down on somebody else. That's what we need.
Hey,
I mean,
that's all I'm saying. I ain't saying, sir, Mr. Red, I'm not saying that man ain't right. I'm not saying that, sir.
That's who I want. I want that motherfucking Red Hot. That's who I want. Red Hot.
Uh-oh.
Hey, old Red Hot, they on Dog Show, man. I can't even get back on. They been cutting up all night.
When I get through the ring, I ain't gonna be fucking Lemonhead.
Hey, now y'all come up with something, Buck Naked? You're Red Hot?
No, I be that mother scared. Wait a minute, I just don't know, man. Wait. You know how he be doing.
Hey, Buck Naked, he on the phone. He over on the other line right now talking crazy. No, he ain't gonna be
mad.
He talking about all he wanna race is chemo and beer. That's all he wanna run.
Don't that man got a traffic call, man.
Yeah, Dolomite told him down on his ass he gone. He said, no, I can't run you, Dolomite. Wow.
Oh man, what in the world? Why you can't run a car that sit like you, man?
Listen to him, y'all.
I'm gonna do something stupid for you. They're not
They got a show with it. They probably went to their show.
I don't think it's ever been a race
period in the history of racing that had as many locked men, that's got as many locked men races as they got for lean. I don't think it's ever even been.
Man, it's either people going to say, well, man, I was just bullshitting on the phone, or man, Melvin ain't going to be making it fat Tuesday.
Oh,
it's too many witnesses to these races.
Yes, too many witnesses.
No.
I gonna get my little two races out of the way. I can put the truck up and just look at y'all the rest of the week, man. Let's sit on down, man. It's just me doing nothing. You know what I mean?
Hey, I think everybody pretty much know I've been had the guy down the street that been fucking with me for a long time. His name is Willie Gates. Let me see what he got to say. He got his bad ass Mustang in the shop, man, and everything. I think he's about ready.
Uh-oh.
Is he really ready?
Uh-oh.
706. Oh, 3839. Your ass is mine. Go ahead and talk, boy.
DJ, who is that?
Huh?
3839, your mic is live.
Yeah. You're a serious one, man.
Sound like somebody sleep.
Come on, man.
Somebody sleep again?
Yeah. Oh, no. Not again. 706-3839, Mr. Willie
Gaston. They do that on every show. He's scared of you, butt naked.
On your mouth,
you don't
boy.
Scared the man, butt naked.
You don't scare
on your
me.
Mouth, boy.
Well, that's all.
Now you
that's all the way naked there.
Don't you never press this one button ever in your life again, boy. You hear me?
What, man? You just talking. That makes some kind of goddamn rough, man.
Oh, man. That's all the way back.
Now he won't say nothing.
Hey,
I'm going to ask how you want to open my mouth.
kicked off for a minute. I'm back in.
Okay, all right. Let me go on down then. 313-6638. Your mic is live.
Because they put that number for you to call on that strip. You know.
Oh, that's a mailman. Ain't nobody.
No,
that's a king. That's a king. That's street king, ain't it?
Look like it.
No, that's a mailman.
Look like it.
313-6638. Your mic is live.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway.
That's a mailman. He on another phone.
Mute him. Mute him, man. Mute him.
He ain't talking about nothing.
310-8232.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on, Mr. DJ? What's going on?
Hey, yo.
What's going on, California?
Hey, yo.
I'm outside sipping on my drink with my little umbrella in it, and I hear you guys got cold weather back there.
Hey, say yo, don't start that. Don't start that shit, man.
They already said they were gonna rip it in.
We done told you about that, man.
Don't ever bother a white man when he's getting a suntan outside drinking on his little seat with some fella in the glass.
Where you at?
Hey, say yo, I'm gonna have butt naked pee in your cup, man. We don't want to hear that.
him up. The graduation sticker, we're going to put him on his motherfucking car. And he has no other car to get. Because they blew their graduation stickers.
Hey, I don't want no trouble. All I want to do is race, man.
Man, I'm killing you, bro. You's a dead duck.
Huh?
I'm killing your ass. You's a dead duck.
What say that, boy, next?
Do you know anybody down there locally with a funeral home? Do you know anybody personally?
Locally with a funeral home? Yeah.
Find out tomorrow and call me back and let me know. I'm ready to try to rent a hearse with an empty cat.
Hey, Buck Naked, do you come on there 3297?
Yeah, he next in line. Who that is?
Okay. Go ahead and click his mic, so, man. He done called me 50 times.
Who that is?
I'm going to let you see who that is, man.
Tell me who that is.
That's Mississippi Joe friend.
Who is that?
Sylvester? No, I don't think it's Sylvester. Sylvester on the other show.
Oh, I didn't say. We can't handle Sylvester tonight.
Me
too. 601-3297.
It's Sylvester.
God damn! Hey, y'all, fuck, man. I got invaded all these motherfucking shows.
God damn, man.
Oh, but nigga, you done with your wish came true.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to owe you the other two mics, the other three mics for you and Free Love get into it. They are North 2. 708 0478.
What's going on, DJ? Who are they looking for beers?
Oh, that's Schmitty.
What's up,
that's Red Hot.
What's
going on with you? I want to go down on your ass. Y'all fucking with, y'all either fucking with me or 007. What's up?
Hey, well, Smitty, Biz was just on his ass over on Willie Dog Show.
Oh, Biz was on his ass? Well, down,
yeah, on the Willie Dog Show.
All right, let me get the other room. 863-4142. Who we got? 863-4142.
So we got some TV listeners.
speaking.
We appreciate it. What's going on, bro?
Okay, appreciate
yes.
it.
All right. I'm gonna be on mute because hot sauce gonna keep it hot.
Okay, all right. Hey, Red Hot.
I know, I was trying to keep quiet. Somebody in there. Come on, Red.
How do you sit, Red Hot?
Stand on your motherfucking ass. I don't care who it is.
We ask you, what kind of vehicle do you have if you want to lock in for later, Mississippi?
Okay, who is this? Who the fuck is this?
This the fucking camp, boy.
Okay. I don't know nothing about a motherfucking camp. Who am I talking with, boy?
You're talking to the camp, boy. You heard me. How do you sit?
Man, say your name. You know I'm... I sat in the back of the class. Say your fucking name.
That's my name is fucking camp.
Man,
he's the beat that stung the bull, got this whole world...
Hey, man, but
can you not answer the question?
Get on your motherfucking ass, butt naked.
How do you sit, sir? How do you sit?
I'm back ass, no way about big motherfucking pad, as big as they get. And I got a big block. And I'm sitting dead on your motherfucking ass because you talk like you stirred. You won't even say your name.
Stirred? Hey, ain't no stirred.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? We're gonna break you up for calling all these goddamn shows. What do you want to do for a stop? A stop in Smithy Cone 29, Kitty 5, didn't you? What do you want to do for
him? Motherfucking ass if he get out there with me. That's what I'm going to do. Now,
what do you want to do for me?
I'm going to beat your ass and let you pay me. If you can't do that, you must, hold on. This must be Biz. This Biz or Chemo.
This is hey,
don't
fucking
test. Nobody else get on the phone. That goddamn crazy. This Biz or Chemo.
That's Bud Naked.
Neither one of them. Neither one of them.
Hey, and I apologize.
I'm going to get this back to heart medicine.
With a motherfucker like you with a name like that, you got it. What you want?
I'll ask you a question.
No more.
What do you want to do with that goddamn old-time ass goddamn chassis car you got?
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you how to stop motherfucking running this mob. Hey, I'm going to give you $500. And goddamn, the one that's running this mob, give you $500. When you crawl under my car, If I ain't so got no frame, original frame,
my daughter,
you reach him to 500. If I got any original frame under there, you reach me 500, and we cut out all these motherfuckers trying to cover somebody. When I do right now, you don't know my car. If I ain't got no frame under there, we got 500. Get to the lockup. Get to the lockup.
I don't know about your car like that, man. I ain't crawling up on no goddamn car.
Man, why you running your motherfucking mouth then?
Hey, where is Woody with my keys?
What you do for a stop suspension car?
I'ma beat your motherfucking ass if you get in the way. Or you gonna beat mine. That's all it's gonna be. I'm playing
up in with your bad ass. I don't give a fuck if you got a 1942 car on that bitch. Lock it up. 500 on goddamn two or better. I don't want no hitting it. I'm going to shut your whole ass up, boy. Lock it in.
You running head up? Lock it in. 500. We running Sunday. That's, I'm
going to
run you
Sunday.
500 on 15.
I'm going to be goddamn Cactus Shaw come Sunday. I'm going to the banquet. I ain't going to be racing Sunday. I'm fishing with Larry earlier Sunday, and I'm going to the banquet Sunday night. So what are you talking about?
Listen, man. Sunday. Wednesday, fucking Sunday night. Sunday.
Saturday.
I ain't calling no race for Saturday. I'm waiting on two guys for Saturday if they want to race me. Now, I ain't trying to pick on nobody. I got two races that I said I'm going to run. Chris Clark or Gadget if they call me and say they want to race me. All y'all other thugs, call me Sunday. Now, you goddamn lock it up right now on this talk show. I run fuck up $500 right now to run you head the fuck up Sunday. And when the track open, you call the deadline. Don't let me do it. You call it.
I tell you what. Since you making them damn rules like that, we'll do 5-on-2 or better on the paint, you still win. How about that? 29-10-5-W. Again, whatever the fuck you got. How about that?
Somebody
was talking when you said it. Say it again.
Ain't nobody saying a goddamn thing.
Ain't nobody saying it. Lock
your motherfucking ass up. Let's make yourself clear. You
heard what I said, boy.
Man, lock. Say, make yourself clear. We finna lock this shit up.
Don't bust no blood vessel, motherfucker. You heard what I said.
Hey, you sound like you straight motherfucking serious. If you mean it, say it again.
Okay, everybody be quiet. Mute your mic.
Ew.
Do you understand that? Ew. If you don't understand English, I hope you understand that then, if you ain't special.
Now, you don't want to sound like you motherfucking special. Come on and say it. Everybody been quiet for the last 5 minutes, but you.
Hey, you're
specifying Big Clock. And Gadget, I'm killing your ass. If you in the paint, you stay to win Saturday. How about that?
Hey, Buttneck.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Leon, man. Would y'all please make sure y'all introduce me to Red Hot, man? I got to see what he's working with, man.
I'm trying to lock his ass in now and get this shit over with.
Leon, hold on, let me and Buttneck get this shit off my chest, man. I don't even know this motherfucker. He don't know me. Whoever put you out there on Front Street, let me show them whether you naked or you goddamn got clothes on. They don't call you butt naked for nothing. Tell me what you want to do, butt fucking naked.
I want to ring you Saturday in Little Mississippi. Damn Big Clock, damn Gadget. Me and you, head up, pro tree. For the sun go down. I don't give a fuck what you got. No, you ain't got no winter balls on that bitch.
But naked, listen. I am not going to run you Saturday. All you got to do is add one more day to that, and we're going to lock it up right here.
Okay, I'm going to make it sweeter. If you're in the paint Saturday, you still win. How about that?
You say what?
If you're in the goddamn paint, you still motherfucking win. Do you understand that?
I don't give a fuck what paint and all that means. You goddamn lock it up with me Sunday. We're going to line up fucking Pro Tree. You call the time. I ain't trying to push you away from no banquet.
I'm going to line up at McDonald's, get me a cup of coffee, me and Larry going fishing. We'll get some crappie.
Okay.
And then Sunday night, I'm going to be casket show off. I'm going to the banquet. I'm not going to raise on Sunday.
That man, you both shut the fuck up then and let them go on with the show. Cause we ain't
thank
got
you.
No-
well, thank you then. Have a nice night.
Hey, fucking man.
Good night. Thank you for calling in.
So, I ain't right.
All right, let me go to the next caller. 662-0506.
You butt naked, you asked for it.
662-0506. I damn sure asked for that one.
DJ Grant knows
my name is DJ.
That?
What's going on?
Somebody named Red.
Chemo,
you'll
Chemo, why
you
talking to
it today?
Hey, Chemo on the phone, butt naked.
Saturday night, okay?
No, he ain't on.
662-0506. You might get live.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Who are we speaking with?
The BET.
BET?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's going on,
BET?
Hey, what's going on, fella? J-Bonds had came over there. Yeah, that's right. Look here, J-Bonds had came over there on Dog Show and was really pushing the issue that Grudge Inc. trying to move forward. Everybody needs to try to move forward, you know. And I just came on over here to I know y'all share the same feeling, you know what I'm saying, as do I, you know. I know sometimes, you know, BET get rough, and some of these guys really can't take it. You know, they go to crying, you know what I'm saying, BET this, BET that. But y'all already know BET by Grudge Race, too. Y'all understand that. I know that. And I just wanted to address Big Clark. When he came over there, he said, oh, BET ain't contributing nothing to the game, you know what I'm saying, or this or that. You know, I beg to get.
I don't know if Clark is Clark on.
I don't know if he's on or not.
Hey, BET.
Yeah.
What's up, man? It's Leon. Hey, man, you know what's wrong? You know what's wrong with the whole racist, Grudge Inc. racist? They can't wait till February the 9th, man. Hey, February the 9th, make them cry that day. I'm gonna see how many gonna fly that. Hey, everybody got big old asses on their chest. Watch, but that where the night come, we ain't gonna see how this shit go.
Yeah, I feel like you do, Leon. You know, I think it's a whole lot of hype, and motherfuckers gonna run in the bushes. You know, when they get called out, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all been locked in a lot of races, and I hope all of them happen. You know, but 9 times out of 10, anything can happen. You know. But for the ones that say they gonna race, you know what I'm saying, time will tell. We can't give them the lock in, you know, they get on there beating the chest, what they'll do, trying to skip the best race, you know, to their advantage, and they can't work that out, so we'll you know, time will tell, you know, when they get to the track. And I'm gonna be there to throw that camera in their face when they tuck their tail. And I'm gonna post it and let the world know that he was scared. You know what I'm saying? And he ran in the bushes when somebody drawed on him.
All right.
That's
okay,
how I told you. You got to expose the fake.
I got to expose him. You know, DJ, that's my job. You know what I'm saying? So shit, don't run and hide. When you get to the back. You got time to run.
You're a man. You get on these shows. You talk the talk. You better be ready to walk the walk. Cause, I mean, that's what, when these days come. You got to be ready to bag up what you talk about, man.
Oh yeah.
Like, Red, I want to be ready for these folks. Hey, but now I apologize, man, for nailing you down in one day. I really want to apologize. What I'm gonna do is to all the listeners and the Grudge Racing world. I'm going to take you fishing Sunday. Then you going to go hang out Sunday and go fishing. Fuck the track for me Sunday. I'm going to go fishing with you. What day you want to race, man? I can't do it on Saturday. You can't do it on Sunday. Everybody hear us agree to that. We got Sunday. What day you want?
I told you I want to
going to do a show in front of everybody that everybody in Mississippi is going to be in the list.
Lock it in and just wait. You know what I mean?
Oh, it ain't fun no more, huh? They get too serious, huh?
Everybody's just too personal with it. You know what I'm saying? Once you lock it in, man, it's to the point then, shit, somebody going to raise it, somebody going to pay the punk out. You know what I mean? I don't need you keep juking at a man nowadays when he tell you he going to raise you. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
That's it. So, yeah, I got two races locked in. That's Three Love out of Chicago and the Yellow Bumblebee out of out of Michigan or Detroit. You know, I'm not for sure.
Yeah, we're
gonna run that S10 shootout for the national belt if they still giving that away. So, I got my hand full that day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're gonna do that and try to get everything going. That's pretty much it, man. We ain't got too much nothing else going on. That's about it. Yep. You coming up to Luna that day, man?
Mm-mm, no, that's too far for me. I left the South back in 1955, and I only been back there three times. When my dad died, my grandmama died, and I went down there to get me a little peace before I got married. After that, I am.
George recorded, man.
Larry got down by the phone then when you did that.
Yes,
sir. Look
at me.
099.
Man.
All
I want to know is why is Sylvester picking on 28-inch tires with 33s, Big Chief, two carburetors, and a back half car, and he keep picking on stock and switcher cars on 28s. Tell me that.
He didn't just do that. He come over here talking about he's looking for you. He's looking for the Tony. He's looking for he's looking for about three or four different people. He was saying. Hey,
Bill. Hey,
yeah.
You gonna call him right back on here? The show gonna go to 12 o'clock tonight, DJ Grant.
What's up, Bill? What's up, Chow?
What's up, homeboy?
Well, you know we got showing up something over there now.
Yeah, you know what? Tell Sylvester, we got him, and it's not drag car. We got a car from Chicago, big block on nitrous. I don't care what Sylvester put on his car. He can put his wheelie bars on or whatever. He got the back tire. It's
Damn.
Not drag car. He got the back tire.
There it is.
Man,
I call like
his. Hot exactly like his.
There it is. Let's do a red. Where you at, red hot?
Larry.
Got his mic muted.
Hey, Larry. I ain't got his mic muted. Red
hot.
Open your fucking mouth, boy.
I'm here. I'm goddamn talking with my mic muted. Hey, Ben.
Yes, sir.
I listened to you so mute my mic was muted. It wasn't because I was trying to hear y'all.
Okay.
Man, I don't want to know all the motherfuckers you know out here that got bad race cars. Somebody might get going off. I know some motherfuckers with bad race cars. You sent your motherfucking bird dog out there for me, Chemo. Let me tell you the truth. Just hear me out. No, hear me out. Chemo come out there, he's an untrained fucking bird dog. He was trailing on a motherfucking back. And he hollered he wanna run red hot. When Chemo realized he didn't have enough, he called your name, because you faster than him. You ain't much motherfucking faster, but you faster than him.
Heard yesterday.
He called your name. When I goddamn let him know you still putting a crap up against a motherfucking poop. And you come on the phone like you've been working. You had no. Well, goddammit, you ain't working tonight.
Yes, I am. I'm at work right now. I'm in the break room.
Apologize. You on break. you ain't got no lines of noise. Don't worry about what I motherfucking got. Y'all the one called me out. I was on that show last Thursday talking shit, having fun. And I still don't know you. But motherfuckers come on this phone like you and Chemo. I just know I fire y'all. Y'all can't
okay.
Have fun.
Okay.
You got a turbo.
Okay.
You talking about small dot. Man, hooking is fucking hooking. I don't give a damn what it is. Hooking is hooking.
Amen.
You got a smaller tire, you run faster. Anybody in grunge racing know that. Man, quit trying to people do. Quit trying to people do. Goddamn, grab on to me or goddamn tell them you can't fuck with me. One or the two.
No, it ain't that. What I'm trying to run you with a 69 Camaro, big block on nitrous. What's the problem?
Listen, I ain't trying to run none of your friends. I ain't trying to get my friends to run you. Quit motherfucking chilling, bitch. Come on, man.
Hold on, Sylvester. Now I gotta call it like I see it. Last week, you came, just like you just said, you came on last week. You said, now you came on defending
Santa Maria.
007.
Yes.
That's how you came on. No, hold on. We let you talk. Be quiet for a minute.
Hold on, DJ. What that again, Nate? Yeah, Nate.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Okay, well, I'm going to fuck you up, too. Go ahead with what you're saying.
All right, listen. Last week, Red Hot, when you was introduced on the show, you said that you was coming in taking up for 007 because you didn't like how people was disrespecting or whatever against 007.
Amen.
That's what you said now.
Amen.
But what I'm saying now, I'm just saying you just said that Biz called you out, or some Biz didn't call you out. You
right.
Came on here because
on.
You were saying.
No, that's true. I'm an amen when you're right.
Okay, tell me what it was.
I'm an amen when you're right.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
That's after. I said Timo,
okay,
but I was at work after what you said with 007. You initiated the race with
007. Amen. Go ahead. Keep going.
The other thing is, Chemo is not a voice for Biz.
Amen.
And I'm not. Chemo and Biz are actually they from up north, but they gonna be racing each other also. They don't talk like that for one another. So
amen.
That is kind of out the window.
Okay. Amen.
What,
so go ahead. I'm sorry. Amen.
All right. Biz is looking at it from a standpoint. Now, I'm sure the person who the car Biz is talking about, it ain't no class car or none of that, but it's a car that's more so in your class.
Amen.
That's all he's saying. So all he's saying now is do you want any of that action?
Okay, there we go. Now it's my time, right?
Go ahead.
Okay. Now listen, I understand Chemo was just a cheerleader. Chemo, nothing he said has been a damn thing. Because you just said Chemo couldn't speak for me.
Even my God.
Man, let me talk now.
That's somebody with some background noise.
That's me. Let me close my mic because I'm at work. Hold on. Let me close my mic.
Because I listen, and it hurts me. But all I can say is, preacher step on your toes, say amen. Now, Chemo, we understand. He can't call a damn thing for Biz. So we all agree on that. Don't get back on the motherfucking mic with Red Hot talking about Biz. So you're just a cheerleader is what we call him down south. So we done passed that. I'm sorry, Biz. I didn't know Chemo was just your cheerleader. I thought he was your spokesperson. But now, once you got up there, listen, man, there's a lot of fast motherfuckers out here. I just want to say it like I want to say it. I'm going to just say it like I'm going to talk third. There's a lot of fast motherfuckers out here, man. I ain't trying to race everybody. I race the ones I know and the ones I think
Hold on, Bud Naked. You saying you want Kimo and Biz. That's no problem.
No,
I will
no,
wait.
No, that's true. I said Kimo, Biz, and Bud Naked.
Okay. Now, this is what I'm saying. You want to race stock suspension cars against a back half car.
Yeah, I
want
to race.
Hold up.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Tell him how to come out there and race me, hit up, and see don't him and his son jump up and down.
Okay. So you just, what's
wrong with that? Gee, y'all trying to find somebody to get their ass so up. I'm trying to find somebody I can turn their ass up. I'm looking for the motherfuckers and grudge racers.
You got all the ass you want, boy. I'm saying that. How many times I got to goddamn tell you that?
Hey, I'm for the softest motherfuckers in grudge racing. And right now, since I've been listening to these talk shows, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. That's Kimo Biz. And if it's anything but sad, but fucking naked.
He's the softest one in gray race because he picks on stock suspension cars. When people come with back half cars like him, he don't want to run.
There you go.
Okay,
now
if I'm the softest,
like, sound like
get one of the three. Man, if I'm the softest, get one of them three to whoop me. If I'm the softest,
you're taking a back half car racing a stock suspension car. What's this then?
If damn near the back half car can outrun you, you can't outrun the other back half car.
Man, I know some stock suspension cars are goddamn.
Do you know the back half cars you a race? What about back half? What back half car you a race?
Let me show you this. I know a stock suspension car, since we're going to talk about friends. I know a stock suspension car that goddamn Ben or Kimo will race. That they're trying to lock up with y'all. But because y'all don't know them, you won't run them. Man, a motherfucker ain't out here trying to run any goddamn body. You trying to win. I just know three motherfuckers that sold. Now, y'all can talk about me. Y'all can put me down. I just know three motherfuckers that I'm ready to get down with. That's Kimo, Biz, and if it ain't on sad, but fucking Nathan.
I think he would. Hey, but then tell him put some 29s on that. Tell him put some 28s on there, and you're going to beat his ass.
I'm embarrassed that motherfucker. He can leave with the fuck he got on. Long as he ain't got no goddamn willy ball, I'm going to lay his dick on your chest, bitch. Fuck
hey, man, take your spark plugs out and run me then. I ain't ask you to do nothing.
Just take my willy ball off. You need them big old goddamn steamrollers on and take them willy balls off. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you, and I'm going to show the world who the fuck I am, boy. You hear me?
Listen, we got something going. Who is that talking? We got something going. Watch what I'm going to do to him. Who is that talking?
What, Nick?
It's me. You know who it is.
Listen, I ain't got no motherfucking Willie Ball. Lock it up for Sunday. Lock it up for
I'll
Sunday.
I got on your ass fast.
Man, listen. You ain't doing
nothing. Why is it that you can't do it on? You say you're a clock on Sunday. You say you're a goddamn 007 or whoever on get it on Sunday. Why the fuck you want me on Sunday?
Listen, man, you drunk. You hollering out like a wolf, and as soon as the motherfucker shut you
up. Hey, do a question for the fan. Why is it that you're in clock them on Saturday, but not me on Saturday?
Okay, now listen, y'all hear me out since he asked that question.
That was a goddamn question. Why you in them on Saturday, but not me?
I'm glad you asked. It's Clark them motherfucking show. It ain't your show. I love to find the motherfucker that's trying to shine. And give him a chance to whoop red eye. Hey, man, it ain't your day. Man, Sunday, a motherfucking Tuesday. And
it don't matter who show it is.
Hey, Bud Naked, let me tell you this here now. I listen to you. If you bring your ass over there Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, I'ma rape your motherfucking ass. Or you gonna run one.
Yeah, you don't want to do no rape. You don't want to talk on these goddamn shows.
Hey, you give me one day, I gave you three. Who don't want to fucking rape? This is the first year. That means it's the first fucking year. Which one you think I want to show my ass on?
What about you, Biz?
I don't know
Biz
on the line.
Biz got muted. Yeah, just muted.
That
worked.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, I'm back.
What about CC? I said he's the baddest on 28. He needs to come down and see. Yeah, we haven't heard from CC tonight. I think Turbo talking about putting two of his cars in it. Yeah, he's already. He put a Nitrous car and a Turbo car in it. Yeah.
I'm sure
CC's car is in it. Big Ball Factor, Realtree. Let's see who else. Let's
to my boy Bud Naked.
Yeah, I'm the champ.
They say it's a lot for the champ, man. Want to go all the way to Hattiesburg, want to go all the way to Mississippi and fish.
Hey, what kind of shit is that? I know that's right.
Let me finish, Mel, man. I ain't been on the show to say a lot, but I got to say this to my boy, buddy. All
right, Mr. Wick.
You will, my boy, but you begin not to be my boy no more. DJ Grant,
hey, man,
my boy.
Y'all hold on that damn shit of killing out here, Ray. Then y'all talk.
Hey,
Floyd, go ahead and
finish
the race up.
Hey, man, I'm good. Anybody got any questions? I'm on the line. They welcome to ask, or y'all can give my phone number. Don't matter. Y'all go ahead
and
talk about
that. That's March the 2nd in Macon.
March the 2nd. Yep.
$16,000 race. It could be as much as $20,000.
That's great.
Hey, David Floyd.
Yes, sir. What's up?
But Naked will be fishing. He won't be there. Put him down for fishing. But look, he ain't going to be there, David Floyd. Don't ask him no more. He got to fish for his kids or something. But look, but Naked, for you to be the champ, you mean tell me you going all the way to Mississippi to fish?
I'm going to race, man. Hold on, let me unclog mic up. I'm going to race. You hear me?
And another thing, quit telling these guys about your family. I imagine everybody on this phone, everybody that's listening, got a wife and kids. So we respect that you got to be back at home and you can't stay out long because you got to deal with your wife and kids. We got to respect that because you got to take care of home. But these guys don't want to hear all that, man. They don't want to hear that.
That's why I'm getting the
reason
I got to get back.
Hey,
some of these guys got family. They can ring us all weekend.
Hey,
I can't.
Hey, butt naked, what's going on? This big clock. I just got a text that Red Hot on here beating his chest again. What the fuck did I mean?
Yeah, look to my old way of race on Saturday, if you like me. I'm trying to read him on Saturday, the way he sit.
Okay.
I told him he can leave his ties on, everything on. I read him the head the fuck up. God damn it, long he ain't got no willy balls on. I'm going to run that old
diamond ass thing. Hey, butt naked, listen to me. Real hot, I know. I want you to listen to me. For everybody that don't know, Red Hot ain't going to race. No motherfucker look like it. Now, he say he'll race me, but he know the car ain't ready. But let me tell you something, Red Hot, before you say something. You can best believe I'm going to start on that motherfucker Friday, and I will be ready. And a week before this show, I'm going to lock your ass in 5 on 25 or better, and I don't want to hear no motherfucking crying, all right?
Hey, now, hey, hold on now.
Hold on. Hey,
hold
you got
on.
That coming.
He's not finished talking. Let us talk.
Hey, talk.
Go ahead.
Hey, I wasn't really fucking with the car after I found out, you know, it was going to cost me a little more than I wanted to spend. But due to the fact that you come on here and bumping your gum like you a tough-ass man with that motherfucking pro mod that you got. Now, the only problem I got with you is that I ain't heard you try to run nobody on none of these shows that look like you. You pick it on all these 28 and small block-ass cars.
Now,
hey,
this
Roy,
is the thing.
Okay, can I talk now?
This is what I want you to do. You name me one motherfucker other than my kind that it ain't, because it ain't fixed right now, that you want to rate that even look like you. And I'm going to sit on this motherfucker, I'll wait. You tell me one person that you trying to run that look like you. None
okay,
of
them. Here we go. Hold on. Once I name that person and you respond, but you got to give me a chance to come back and talk. Because I want to have this question, but I want to be able to respond. Is that fair?
Okay. Listen to me. I'm going to bet everybody on this phone, goddammit, that Red Hot